This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Take two. Agotamayed, good morning. We have a very interesting subject on Daf Ayin Aleph. Ayin Aleph. 71. Ayin Aleph Amud Beis. The Gemara said that regarding the mitzvah of Priya, Amaraba Bar Yitzchak Amarav, Leilitna Priya Priya Smila Avram Avinu. Rabba Bar Yitzchak said the name of Rav. Priyas Mila was not given to Avraham Avinu. Priya was not given to Avraham. Now, well, let's explain what is Mila. Mila is you cut off the foreskin. However, underneath the foreskin is a thin membrane, and the mitzvah of Priya is to uncover the thin membrane. That mitzvah was not given to Avraham Avinu. Now, that's what the Gemara says. That mitzvah was first given to the Jewish people when they crossed the Yarden in the times of Yehoshua. And this is darshaned from when Hashem told Yehoshua, make charvos tzurim. Why is he taking charvos tzurim? The Gemara says maybe it's to circumcise those who weren't circumcised, because the Jewish people did not circumcise in Mitzrayim. The pasuk says that those who left Egypt were circumcised. Anyone born in the Midbar were not circumcised. So the Gemara says, no, the fact that it says Shanis indicates there's an Inyan. The fact that it says Shuv implies there's a mitzvah of Priya. Okay, so the mitzvah of Priya was not given to Avraham Avinu, which leads to many questions. Namely, we know there's a concept, Gedoyla Mila, Shenichur Su'alea Yud Gimel Brisais. Mila is great, that 13 covenants were made. Well, those 13 covenants were made with Avraham Avinu. That was only said regarding the mitzvah of Mila. Does that apply to Priya, which came later? Furthermore, the halacha that one is chayiv kares for not giving a bris Mila, that was only said regarding what was enunciated to Avraham Avinu. But let's say someone who doesn't do Priya, would they be chayiv kares? We know Mila is doicha Shabbos, but that's only the Mila that was given to Avraham is Doicha Shabbos. What about Priyas? We know we do Priya on Shabbos, but is that Doicha Shabbos? So let's start with the Minchas Chinuch. Let's see if we can pull this up. Here. Minchas Chinuch has the following question. In the mitzvah of Mila, let's see if we could find this. Mitzvah Beis. The Sefer HaChinuch quotes the Gemara. He says, definitely Priya is Migufa Mitzvah, because the Gemara says many times, Mal V'lai Para Kilolai Mal. But nevertheless, it's not included in the conversation Hashem had with Avraham Avinu. It's learned out from Pasuk Yeshua. What do you mean? Ein Navi Rashoi L'Chadesh Davar. What do you mean? It's learned out from Sukkim in Sefer Yoshua. So the Sefer HaChinuch says it must be Halacha L'Moshe Misinai and Asmachei Akra. So Priya is Halacha L'Moshe Misinai, but it's not explained in the Pasuk. So we have the following question. It says, now we know there are two brachos that are made on the Mila. Before the Mila, the Moyo makes the following bracha. Ashar Kedisham Mitzvah Mitzvahno Ala Mila. And between the cutting of the... Okay, so the Moyo makes the bracha Ala Mila. Then he cuts. Then the Aviya Ben makes the bracha Ashar Kedisham Mitzvah Mitzvahno Lahachnisoi Bivrisoi Shal Avraham Avinu. Now, why do you make the bracha before the Priya? At least this way, it will be over lasiyosim, at least of not of the Mila, but of the Priya. V'chal ha'mal, v'inoi pareya ki'ulay mal. So the Mayo makes the bracha before the Mila, and the father makes the bracha before the Priya. But there's something very incongruous over here. There's something very difficult over here. Because that means you're making a bracha on the Priya, lachnisoi bivrisoi shel Avraham Avinu. Priya was not given to Avraham Avinu. What kind of bracha is that? Bevrisa shel Avraham Avinu? Are you serious? That's the worst time to make a bracha. Lachnis bevrisa shel Avraham Avinu is after the Mila, before the Priya. Because Priya was not given to Abraham. Look in the Sefer HaChinuch. He says, Ayin b'tor yardeh simen reish samachay le'inyen bracha. Here, le'inyen berchas achnisa b'rishalam ravino. Shemevi shidazeh, maybe b'shem harash. Divarach kodim arpiyol achar chetuch. V'ay, what about... It's not over lasiyasa because the milo is already done. V'shaper haba over lasiyasa demol v'loy para ki l'loy mol. V'lechayra kivan dechazal tiknu hanusach hamash shenichnas v'brisa shema avino u'b'brisa shema avino loy hoysa priya. Now, even though Avram Avinu maybe did the priya, because Avram Avinu did all the mitzvahs before he was netzaveh, but lamaisa, it's not brisa shalom avinu. But by the bris, by the covenant of Avram Avinu, there is no priya. Ve'echav a bracha lahaba ala priya. That's the kasha of Minchas Chinuch. How could you make a bracha on priya lachnisa bevrisa shalom Avram Avinu when Avram Avinu was not netzaveh on the priya? So the Chassam Sofer has an amazing approach over here in Shasachuvas Yaradeya Simon Reish Mem Tes, which is not unanimously held. So let's see if we could see a few points in the Chassam Sofer over here. Firstly, he says it's shver. Because if Mila does not include Priya, so fine, have a loch l'mosh misina that mov le paraki l'loy mol. But Priya is not mentioned in the parasha of Amar Avinu. Even though, by the way, the Mizrahi says the word S is marbe priya. He argues on our Gemara. That's not what our Gemara says. Because our Gemara says priya was not given to Avram Avinu. Now the Gemara in Shabbos learns, has a kasha that let the Torah write Mila and learn out everything from Mila. Meaning, why can't we learn out from Mila? That aseh is doichel, aseh sheish by kares. And the Gemara says, because Mila is much greater than other mitzvahs. Shekei nechrasu aleh yud gimel brisais. Mila, Hashem made 13 covenants on the Mila. What are you talking about? Priya tochiach. Hashem made no covenants on the mitzvah of Priya. And it's still doicha Shabbos. Okay, so that's question number one. Why don't we learn out Priya from Priya? Aseh dochel zesheish bakares. Next thing. The Gemara in Yevamos. You ever hear of Masechta Yevamos? The Gemara in Yevamos in Daf Hei Amud Beis wants to learn out Asei Doichalois Asei from Pesach and Mila. Pesach and Mila are Doicha Shabbos. And the Gemara says you can't learn out from Mila and Pesach. Why? Because Mila and Pesach are special. Because if you don't bring a Karm Pesach and you don't do Mila, you're Chayiv Kares. Really? Interesting. I have a good question, says Chassam Sofer. Learn out from Priya. For Priya, you're not chayev kares. What do you mean? Priya is part of Mila. No, it's not. It's halacha moshe misinai. Priya is not part of Mila. Priya was not given to Avram Avinu. Only what was said to Avram Avinu, you're chayev kares. Priya was not said to Avram Avinu. So that's question number two. Learn out from Priya that aseh is doicha lois aseh. The Gemara says you can't learn it out because you're chayev kares. Not for Priya. Okay. So the Chassam Sofer says a very important approach over here. And that is, Avram Avinu was told he has to cut the Arla. What's the Arla? Depends. For Avraham Avinu, the Arla was just the foreskin. But Hashem later clarified that the mitzvah of Mila now encompasses the full removal of the Arla, which is the thick foreskin and the thin membrane. So Priya is not a separate mitzvah. Priya, Hashem was megale, that the definition of Arla is not only the thick foreskin, but it includes the Priya as well. In other words, Avram Avinu's Mila in Echanami was only Mila, it wasn't Priya. But Priya is not an added mitzvah. Priya is redefining what the mitzvah that was originally given to Avram Avinu was. Hence, if someone doesn't do Priya, they are Chayiv Kares. Hence, you'd give the just like Mila, their 13 covenants, so too Priya. Because Priya is not a separate mitzvah. Priya is part and parcel, a redefinition of what Arla is. Says Chassam Sofer, this is very important words. Let's see. One second here. There's somebody has a good way of saying over this Chassam Sofer. Here, look over here. Ela al kachach tzach leimar. Dekim lehu l'rabbanon. You have to say the Rabbanon have established. De priya nami ikri mila. Priya is called mila. Vahainu midaramza Yeshua. Once it was hinted to Yeshua. Beshuv mul es b'nei Yisrael shenis. Perish mila shenis dahainu priya. Imkein priya nami hainu mila. It's learned from Moil es b'nei Yisrael shenis. V'chein mandi yalef le mishuv Musav al-mul de basrei, that he should go back and circumcise them again, although they're already gemalot, which is the Priya. If so, Priya is also called Mila. And then the Chassam Sofer, v'tayma nirali, misham de Mila ein perusha yacha chituch v'krisa klal. Mila doesn't mean to cut. If Mila meant to cut, then Mila would be cutting the foreskin, and Priya would be a separate mitzvah. Because Priya, you're not cutting. Priya, you're uncovering. In other words, if you learn the word Mila means to cut, so then Mila would be the cutting of the foreskin, and Priya would be a mitzvah noisaf. However, Mila does not mean cutting, the Chassam Sofer says. It means removal. Ela hasaras hadavar. Like the Targum says on the Pasuk, Mal Hashem lekechas levavcha, ya'adi tipshus livecha. He will remove the foolishness of your heart. Even though the name, the word Mila regarding the heart is a borrowed term, referring to Arlas Halev, a lashon of Arlas Habasar, nevertheless, both of them is just a lashon of removal. So, according to the Chassam Sofer, the word Mila means removal, and therefore, it equally refers to the cutting of the thick foreskin and the uncovering of the thin membrane. Now, says the Chassam Sofer, "Ata einanu tzrichim shuv l'chol ma shenichlu, ubevada yesh kares ala priya." There definitely is kares on priya. V'gam nichrusu ala yud gimel brisos, and there are 13 covenants on the priya. Ela Shakodesh Baruch Hu Karas Bris Im Avraham, God sealed the covenant with Abraham, Sheyasir Hu Ubanov Es Arlasam, that they should remove their Arla, V'chayvel of Kares. But what's an Arla? Amna Mahu Arlasam. So that is dependent on the giver of the Torah to define at a given time what the definition of Arla is. Amna Mahu Arlasam, Darmasan Aysin Atayis Bashmai, V'ad Shalay Nitna Torah, before the Torah was given, Amar Hu Yisbarach, She'or Haracha Tachdon Eina V'chal Arla. The Lord said, before the Torah was given, that the thin membrane under the Arla is not Arla. Uchshenosana Torah, when he gave the Torah, Nischadesh Halacha, the Halacha was innovated, Shegamze Bechal Arla. And therefore, Vahare Karasnu Yurgimo Brisois, there are 13 covenants, Lahasrimenu, Mashishmai Arla, to remove that which is called Arla. And everything is great. And now we understand why you could make lachnisa bevrisa shalom. This is the priya, is the bris of Avram Avinu. Aye, but Avram was not nitztave. Yes, he was. Avram was nitztave to remove, not to cut, to remove the arla. Now we have a new definition of arla. So this is the bris of Avram Avinu. And if you don't do it, you're chayiv kares. And the 13 brisas were sealed on it. I just want to mention that this is certainly not unanimously held. Many Achrayim hold that the Priya is a mitzvah noisefes. And the famous words of the Beis Halevi seem to also be in disagreement with this Chassam Sofer. Namely, the Beis Halevi has a Chakira in Parashas Lech Lecha, Beis Halevi ala Torah. What is the purpose of Mila? Is the purpose of Mila to remove some kind of chisaroin? Is a arla a mum? And a Mila, you remove the chisaroin? Or is it some kind of addition of kedusha and a hisafas maila, like any mitzvah saseh? And Beis Halevi says both are true. The mila, the cutting of the foreskin, is a removal of a mum, but it also adds kedusha. And he says that you could say these are the two parts of mila, that the mila is the removal of a chesaron and removal of a mum, and the priya is a toisefes maila and a toisefes kedusha. And again, the Beis Halevi seems to be saying that there are two distinct mitzvahs that are not really related, that priya is not hasaras orla, it's another maisa that was not nitztave to Avram Avinu. But again, for today's show, we're learning the approach of the Chassam Sofer, that the mitzvah of priya merely expanded the definition of orla that was given to Avraham, and therefore priya, we could answer the Minchas Chinuch's question, how could you say Lachnisa Bevriso Shel Avram Avinu after the Mila before the Priya? Avram Avinu was not Nitztave on the Priya. And the answer is, Avram Avinu was Nitztave to remove the Arla, and now we have a new definition of what Arla is. Okay? Very good. Shkoyach.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.